You're listening to The Football Hour with Dom Betts and Alex Mearns.
Hello and welcome to The Football Hour. I am your football friend, Alex Mearns. Welcome to this very special and exciting show, which we've partnered up with a brilliant new app that you've been hearing about all week here on The Football Hour. Thankfully, I have the brilliant founder of Hoops Connect, Jonas Urbanus, on the line with me. How are you, Jonas?
I'm very well, thanks. How are you?
I'm very happy. It's so good to speak to you. The Football Hour and Hoops Connect, your app, have been getting to know each other this week, and that's a brilliant thing. However, I thought it'd be best to hear from the founder himself about the app, so you can tell our audience. Can you just describe the concept of Hoops Connect to the Football Hour listeners?
Absolutely. Basically, what we're trying to do is we're trying to help out the sports community here in the UK. And we're doing this in a few ways. So one of the ways is we're trying to help out the organizers of sporting events by allowing them to use our platform to get rid of all the trouble and hassle that comes into all the admin of creating an event and managing it. So we're reducing dropouts. We're allowing you to take payments through the app, having recurring events and all that, just to sort of have you a peace of mind and save your time and automate everything in the background. We also want to focus on the participant side as well, where players find it very easy to find, you know, their favorite sports and where to play and who to play with. And not only that, we also encourage them to find sports they've never even heard of before and maybe discover something new that maybe is close to what they're interested in, but could be, you know, something else that could sort of spice up their sort of day-to-day sports that they're interested in. And finally, you know, for the lesser known sports that we're trying sort of other people to discover, you know, they need recognition and, you know, they would use our platform to actually get the recognition they deserve, to get more people into their clubs, into their sports arenas, and just sort of help to grow the name that way.
I think it's a brilliant idea and something all our Football Hour friends will be very interested in, Jonas. It's not just about participants as well. I'm sure there's so many people listening to this show now who just want to organise a kickabout in their local park. This app gives them that opportunity, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, anybody can be an organiser, and we try to make it as simple and as straightforward as we can. I mean, the way the app works, you can use it as a participant or as an organizer by a single tap of a button. So if you're using the app as an organizer, it's, you know, you simply go on, create an event in three easy steps, and you can invite your friends. You can have it public so other people actually discover your event and join it that way. We wanted to, you know, make it possible for anybody to actually, you know, organize sports, go into sports, and just, you know, be active. You know, we really want to push people to actually participate and really, really get into sport.
You're a basketball man, aren't you, Jonas? That's why you set
I
it
am,
up.
Yeah.
You were telling me that you came to Britain and you found it really difficult to find people and a team to play basketball on. Can you tell our listeners about that?
Yeah, I did. And I was really surprised how difficult it was, because before, where I come from, basketball is a really big sport, whereas in the UK, it's, you know, not as big. So I imagine maybe football is a bit easier to find people to play with, or, you know, places. Basketball, not as much, especially for someone that is new, either in the country or in the city, where you don't know anyone and just, you know, you need to start. I went through so many Google searches, websites and all that, and I couldn't manage to find anything. And, you know, at the end of the day, I found one place on Gumtree, and I just felt this is absolutely the most strong way to find where to play. And I was just really surprised that there's nothing out there that actually solves this problem. Coming from a graphic design and digital background, I was simply just had an idea of why not, you know, be the one to solve that problem.
I think it's a great idea, mate. What is the dream for Hoops Connect? Because the Football Hour listeners are going to be hearing a lot from this brilliant app. What is the dream? What do you want to achieve with Hoops Connect?
Well, there's a few things. One thing is obviously your listeners are mostly football lovers, and I imagine they play something like five-a-side, you know, grassroots football. What we want to do is we want to make that experience of, you know, going into that five-a-side every week sort of just seamless, effortless. And, you know, notifications of, you know, do you want to join? You just press yes. Automatically, you pay to the organizer. You reserve your spot, and all you need to do is turn up. If you're the one who's organizing five-a-side, all you need to do is just, you know, create it once, make it recurring, and just see notifications going through as people join your event. You know, you get the money. You don't have to worry about that you won't be able to pay the venue, or you'll need to pay out of your own pocket, and that people won't turn up in the end. So we want to make that whole process seamless, but also we want people to sort of get into more out of their comfort zones a bit. So for example, if you're into football, you know, why not try something like futsal or something like foot golf, you know, which connects golf and football? You know, most people don't even know that thing exists. And we want to make people aware of these amazing new sports, which sometimes are really, really crazy, but that's the beauty of it as well.
I'll be doing a round of foot golf very soon. So I will create that event. So Football Hour listeners, look out for that. Jonas, finally, mate, where can people find this app? Where can they find Hoops Connect if they want to organise or they want to participate in these brilliant events?
All you need to do is either Google Hoops Connect or go to the Apple Store or Google Play Store and just type in Hoops Connect, and you'll be able to download us because we're both available on Android and iOS. We are in the very early stages, so the app is not sort of populated as probably you would expect. We are very, very young, but what we want to do is we want to find these people that actually believe in our idea and want to help us out to actually populate the app and help out each other, and we can just, you know, take it from there. So I would really appreciate anybody giving us feedback, whether it's negative or positive, and just playing around with the app and hopefully realizing that we are actually here to help out.
That's brilliant. I love the sound of it. Positive or negative? Jonas, come on, be positive. There's going to be no negatives about this app. It's brilliant. That's Hoops Connect in partnership with the Football Hour. One question before you go. If you're travelling to a Hoops Connect event, Jonas, what podcast should they be listening to?
Do you know what? Just the other day, I've heard of this one podcast that supposedly should be really awesome. And I don't know, have you heard of it? It's called The Football Hour.
No way.
I'm telling you, mate. Like,
what's that
people
about?
People are craving about it. I don't know. It's just like two blokes just talking about football, and it's apparently it's really, really good.
That'll never take off. That'll never take off. That'll never be popular. Never be popular. Right, it's been brilliant.
You know what they say, never say never.
Never say never. Exactly. Right, there you go, Football Hour friends. You've got the lowdown from the man himself. That was Jonas, founder of Hoops Connect. Go and download the app. All the link to the app will be in the description. Jonas, I'm sure we'll be hearing from you a lot more on the pod. Thank you so much, mate.
Thank you, Alex. You have a good one.